Do you ever just want to feel less stress and overwhelm around running a business or leading your team? Hey, well, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Less Stressed Leader Podcast, where we have discussions around practical tips and mindset shifts to being an entrepreneur, leading a team, scaling, and getting really good at focusing on being less stressed on your way to creating more successful growth in your professional world while also creating more personal joy in your life. I'm Trisha Barita, a working mom with twin girls, a business and employment law attorney, psychology major, and certified coach for women entrepreneurs and company leaders. Now, let's get after it. Hello, fabulous friend. So today I want to discuss with you this question. Is ChatGPT and AI the new Wild West of tech? And what do I mean by Wild West of tech? Well, between the definitions of Merriam-Webster and Wikipedia, okay, the Wild West, of course, is referring to the Western United States during the 19th century era of settlement, commonly believed to be lawless and unruly. Where, you know, the disorderly behavior prevails, especially due to a lack of regulatory oversight or an inadequate legal system. So, you know, combined with how ChatGPT and AI is being used currently, to many of us business leaders, my thought is that it definitely can feel like the Wild West, especially the Wild West of tech. You are no longer in the Google that zone. You know, this feels very different than even the original creation of Siri and Alexa. You know, the reason I think that it feels different is because there has been a shift, a true shift and change in this technology. And AI and ChatGPT type tech is all the rage. Seriously, I mean, people are using it for everything. I even asked it for parenting advice the other day on a number of things, and it was very helpful and useful. I'm not alone, too. Other parents are doing that. I mean, it's changing even how we approach conversations with our children and giving us different ideas. It is super powerful, especially in the way that it provides you the information that is just different than when we would just Google it. So the thing is that, you know, it's when it comes to our businesses that we hold sacred, okay, the way we have built company culture, crafted teams, everybody's looking at this tech and this AI and ChatGPT and all of that, and they want to know, how much is that going to change? You know, and that can be stressful for company leaders. I gave a speech about ChatGPT and AI to some business leaders recently related to the legal issues and the leadership issues and, you know, the workforce issues. And I talked about how I think business leaders are really falling into like three different thought camps on this. Camp number one, it's new tech. They are jazzed. They are all in. These people are writing, you know, writing books with AI. They're doing things, you know, anything they can think of. They're creating stuff using AI and ChatGPT, and they're giving it all this data, and they are just thrilled to have this new open door of possibilities at their fingertips. That's camp number one. Camp number two, they're curious and intrigued, but cautious. Like they're dipping their toe in, but want to keep learning before a real commitment to time and money is made with AI, especially when it comes to the business side of things. And camp number three, they are not into this, okay? They have a healthy amount of skepticism of artificial intelligence. I'm pretty sure the people in camp number three that they have watched at least one of the following movies: Arnold Schwarzenegger's 1984 Terminator, where, if you remember, there was that evil artificial intelligence system Skynet, which is, you know, was a rogue AI, went rogue, and it was like rogue artificial intelligence that sparked a nuclear holocaust, pitting humans against robots in a horrible war. Then there was 2001, A Space Odyssey, where on a mission to Jupiter, the ship's supercomputer HAL 9000 has a human personality and paranoia and sabotages the two astronauts, Dr. Poole's spacewalk, and locks Dr. Bauman out of the ship. Then, of course, there's the Avengers Age of Ultron, where Tony Stark creates a peacekeeping program form of AI that goes rogue and attempts to eliminate humans to purify the Earth. I'm pretty sure that my people in camp number three and those company leaders, they've seen one of those movies, or maybe all three. So there you have it. Those are the three camps that I classify for where people are at right now with this AI, ChatGPT, Wild Wild West situation. Which camp do you mostly align with? I mean, the truth is that dealing with tech, if you've been in business for any period of time, if you've been a company leader, even maybe an entrepreneur, look, it's part of being a business leader. And you know what? This particular type of tech, it's coming whether you want it to or not. It is not going away. So what then? Well, isn't part of your job to figure out a balance between protecting your business, but using AI or ChatGPT type stuff to actually innovate and be competitive in the market? I know. You were hoping I would say you could just ignore it and it will be a fad, like, you know, velour juicy couture tracksuits or trucker hats. And if you don't know what those are, then you just Google it. Or maybe ask ChatGPT. But, you know, the thing is that it's not one of those kind of fads. Or maybe you're in the camp where you're already addicted to this revolution. I mean, either way, the risk factors that are out there and the part of the balancing, you know, that you have to do, this doesn't work if you choose the ostrich in the sand route. Even if you're using it like crazy, the actual tech, but you're choosing not to look at the actual risk and other issues and really top of mind things that are going on with company leaders surrounding this type of tech. So to me, knowledge is always going to be power. From my perspective, you know, while it may feel like the Wild Wild West or, you know, of tech, and in some ways it is right now, my first tip is to just understand the categories of topic and concern right now for companies considering how they're going to use artificial intelligence. Then you can thoughtfully craft a plan for you and your team or your company. Now, I am going to give you some of these main categories of concern, okay? And as we venture into them, you know, I want you to think about it this way. You know, we're sort of venturing into the wild west of tech with one foot safely planted in the world of asking Google for answers. People are still using that, okay? And then, you know, the other is typing furiously into ChatGPT just to see what it's going to say next. These categories of concern come up a lot with all different kinds of new tech. It just so happens that artificial intelligence is so different that it's sort of bringing up these topics in a way that we've never had to look at them before, except maybe again in those movies that I mentioned. So number one category of concern I want to talk to you about is the uncertainty about implementation. As a company leader, AI and ChatGPT type things, well, they're new. So of course, it's going to cross our mind that this is another thing to plan, to invest, and to train on. And the uncertainty of how to do that and when to integrate it into the business is definitely top of mind. The second thing I think that kind of goes along with that is the uncertainty about cost. How to budget, and let's face it, with tech, most company leaders have experienced wasted financial resources on tech that wasn't fitting their needs or was bad tech. So that's a stressor, and that's out there as a topic of concern that people are looking at. Also, the big question of, will there be a return on the investment? You know, how much is this going to be useful, and how much will you get back if you put money into this? Number three, would be regulatory compliance. This area is always going to pop up when we're looking at implementing new things, new technology, different ways to market to customers. New ways to take in data. We're always going to be looking at regulatory compliance. But what's unique about this, right, is that a lot of leaders, company leaders, are wanting to know, what is going on with the gray area that we're seeing come out of artificial intelligence. And, especially in industries that are highly regulated, like healthcare and finance, and we'll have to watch closely and lean in on the guidance in the industries themselves and identify what laws are going to be applied to it. But, these tech laws, they do exist already. So, and the regulatory laws exist. So it'll just be a determination of making cautious decisions. If you're already in a highly regulated industry, then you may want to decide, okay, the new application to these various uses of what people are doing may create, different issues for you depending on the industry that you're in. The other thing that's coming up is copyright infringement. We knew this was going to be a big deal, but it has become a bigger deal. The lawsuits are already rolling in. Well, that is because when we're using this artificial intelligence, especially things like ChatGPT or the creation of images and stuff, we're seeing where, when you had Googled something and you landed on someone's website, like you landed on a blog or you landed on an informational website, you knew, okay, I'm getting this information, assuming that they do own what it is that they're out there publishing, that this is related and that's the source, or it may, cite the source. So you're getting some sort of understanding of where the information originated from. But no, not with ChatGPT. So if you ask it things, it is not giving you the resources of everything that is using to create that, because guess what? That's the tech. That's the special thing about it. It's sort of using this AI piece of itself as well as information that it has access to create the answers and give them to you to the questions that you're asking it. So it then puts the, duty back on you as the company leader to really ask the question of where is this coming from? Ignorance, with tech, especially in this situation, especially under copyright law, is not going to buy you a defense. Okay. So, the whole idea of I didn't know that that was somebody's stuff because ChatGPT didn't give it to me, that is not going to be successful, I think, in the courts. And so, we have to look at the landscape of copyright law, change over this, new development of tech and adjust to it. But, people are still going to have those rights under intellectual property law, and we're already seeing those lawsuits come in. Now, I will say, from my perspective of some of the cases I've looked at, I won't get too into the legal nitty gritty right now about this, but there's the question of, is something new being created, right? Are we actually stealing thoughts and ideas and things and images that people have originally created? Or is there something truly new being created? And that is a much bigger question than I'm going to be talking about here. But that's sort of where the conversation's going. So it has to sort of be top of mind for you as a company leader. Now, there's also the data privacy and security concerns as well. So here you are, you get an AI system, you implement it, in your company. One of the major things is that it's got to rely on data that you're giving it to operate, for you. Assuming you have to tell it things about your customer, it has to. So if it's going to be something that's interacting with a customer, it's going to need to know what are your processes, where to find things, and how does that work, right? So that information dump, right? There's a security risk there that information, depending on the type of data you're putting in there, may violate some type of data privacy laws. And so you have to be careful and understand that what it is you give or show to these AI systems, it just doesn't disappear, right? It goes into a place and then it's accessible in some form or fashion. And so, you can't just ignore the fact that even though it's not clear exactly where it's always gone, especially if you're putting it in a public, you know, domain space like ChatGPT, that information now does it create some sort of exposure? Especially again, in any industry where you do have real data that isn't something that is normally protected under privacy law, data privacy law. All right. Then we've got this interesting question that I just think is such a smart discussion for company leaders right now, which is the ethical and bias concern that's coming up. You know, this is so, it's a new thing that people are looking at, but it's super real because these systems, these artificial intelligence, you know, systems, they're not trained on modern thinking or laws protecting people from unintentional bias or discrimination. So how does that play into what you're asking the AI to do and what you are using it for and the, you know, app that you're buying or the tech that you're getting related to this? It's a good question right now as a company leader to say, is there any way to guard and protect against it and creating, these consequences for your company? Is there something that will happen potentially that could create a bias or discriminatory effect? And how can we avoid that? I think if you're exploring different types of tech and engaging with research about them, I think those are questions to ask for sure. Like, what is it that about this, you know, AI that has any protections related to that? And then think about how it's being used. Is it realistic that it may, you know, naturally do things that create that sort of bias and discrimination factor that, you know, we just don't want in our companies as we lead them? All right, number seven, another topic that I think is huge is the workforce change. The fear, like, oh my God, you know, will we need less people? Are we going to have to fire some people because AI is going to supplement? Like, is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Like, you know, is it going to replace, you know, the things that I do, you know, or Johnny or Susie does or whatever? I mean, the answer that some industries are seeing is yes, the workforce will change. But now there's also an opening for new potential jobs coming in for individuals that understand this technology. A lot of the company leaders don't understand the actual tech itself. And so, you know, just like you hire an IT person, you may be hiring someone who has, you know, an understanding of how to use these technology elements and experience with them. And something maybe you're even looking for in interviews and on resumes that, you know, I mean, obviously it's still all new, but like those are things that are going to be part of the new development of the workforce surrounding artificial intelligence. So, you know, there's going to be a need probably for people that are making sure the company's in compliance while using this, especially if there's a regulatory body. There's going to be some need to train people on how to use it, the restrictions, the policies around it. And then, of course, you know, like there's always the question when it comes to the workforce change, are we going to be all replaced by robots soon? You know, the jury is probably still out, but as with all tech, there will be new discoveries of its limitations. And it's already being determined, some of those, and the gap will have to be filled with real people. And that's kind of my take on it. Now, some people may feel differently, but there are just some things that I can already see that it has limitations on and things that it cannot do at this point. Now, I don't know if at some point it will, but that's kind of where we're at right now. All right. So number eight would be the lack of understanding of the tech itself. I just kind of mentioned this before, but making the right decisions around implementation and adoption is hard when you don't understand the actual tech. So dealing with the tech problems that you know, unless you just love tech problems, most of us are trying to get back to actually getting the job done and the work that we have to do. And any sort of major tech issue is a nightmare. So just general tech problems that may come out of this. You know, one way to sort of approach this is that if you are not familiar with the AI that you're considering engaging, then become familiar with it. Don't fully rely on a totally other person to be playing with it. It is super helpful to have an inside view of what it can do, and you educate yourself as a company leader. It may not be your thing. It may not be your, you know, favorite thing to do to engage in this tech. But at the same time, the use and playing around with it, even just to do simple things or understand that, is going to broaden your mind as to what the capabilities are, what the limitations are, and what the potential issues are for you as a company leader. Otherwise, you're always relying on someone else's interpretation of that. And so I think you're more empowered if you play with the tech itself that you're considering using. All right. And finally, the real thing that everyone's interested in, right, that company leaders are looking for is, will this give me a competitive edge? You know, it's fierce out there. And if your competitor is using AI, artificial intelligence, in any real way, and using ChatGPT or things like it, then you're probably thinking, how can you? And there's so much to consider. Like, there's great possibilities. I mean, the marketing creation possibilities, the potential for user and customer experiences to be more customized and unique, the improving of operational efficiency, and using it to sift through data to make data-related decisions. All of that stuff is top of mind right now. And the company leaders are figuring out, how does it apply to my industry and how is my competitor using it? And that's part of this process. I mean, why get into the mix, right, if you can't figure out the best way to use it in your particular unique situation? One thing I've encouraged and advise company leaders to consider, though, after, you know, going through, you know, all these different areas, is to have an actual strategy, you know, a strategy that takes into account each of the areas I just mentioned. You know, asking yourself as a company leader in these, what I would call strategy sessions, and the creation and development of the strategy, is the who, the what, the when, and the where around AI, including the financial commitment you're ready to make. You know, where do you want to use it? You know, you don't have to rush out and use it everywhere. Who will be using it? Who will have access? What information is needed to make decisions? What information are you going to give it? What tech are your options? You know, which one is the best for you and your company? What persons will be using it, and what training is advised? And then I would go down the list that I just went through and consider how you will be approaching things like compliance, data privacy. Are you looking at those issues? Are you going to hold back giving certain information to it because you think there's some exposure there? If you start using AI in a smart way like that, you know, you can recognize that, you know, we aren't at the point that the use of AI immediately means Tony Stark is going to have a dozen Iron Man robots show up at your business automating everything. I mean, I think if you've seen that Avengers, okay, Tony learned his lesson. But what I mean is that, like, you know, that decide the pace that's comfortable for you, yet still keeps you competitive. You don't have to necessarily do all the things, but you can be thoughtful and intentional about the way you do approach it, which will create less stress for you around it. It will, this knowledge and understanding and having a strategy will make you feel empowered. And yes, do we not know everything about it? It's true. We don't. All right. But that's just normal with new tech. You know, way back in the day when the first iPhone came out, everyone was like, what the heck is this? And a lot of people were, again, in those three camps I already talked about, they were all in, you know, or some more skeptical, and you know, some of them were like, maybe. Like, the thing is, if I can quote Marvel's Spider-Man, okay, because I'm in a superhero quoting mood, with great power comes great responsibility. That can be applied to all tech forever and ever in the future. It will always be a great power that you can use to propel you into the next generation of modern business leadership. but as Wild West as it seems right now, and it is a bit of the Wild West, proceed with the caution and respect for the risks it may pose by crafting a strategy that makes sense for today. I mean, you can always revise it tomorrow. I have a lot more to share on this topic, but I'm going to let you digest all of what I just said to you, and I will leave you with that. Now go get after it. You got this. Thanks for listening to the Less Stressed Leader podcast. If you want to dive deeper into one of these topics and learn more about working with me, go to www.trishabarita.com. Now have a beautiful day.